Hello?
Hello, Jughead, this is Archie. Come over right away. It's a matter of life and death.
Oh, relax, Archie. Relax.
Yes, here he is again. The youngster, the millions of readers of Archie Comics Magazine know and love so well, Archie Andrews and all his gang. Now for our weekly visit to Riverdale. It's nighttime as we look in on the Andrews home, late at night. And not a creature is stirring, not even the proverbial mouse. Until, from out of the darkness, we hear Mr. Andrews say... Oh, this is awful. This is dreadful. Mary, are you awake?
Yes, Fred, I'm awake.
Wide awake. I've been awake for an hour.
I don't think I ever got to sleep.
See such a night. Hot as an oven in here. Not a breath of fresh air. Still as it can be.
Diller.
Here it is, the first week of September, and it feels like July.
Julyer.
Yeah. Yeah, we never should have come back from the lake so early.
Well... Stop grumbling and try to get to sleep.
Who can sleep? I'm wide awake.
Well, then just stop grumbling. There's nothing you can do about it.
No, I'm not so sure about that.
Meaning what?
Meaning why don't we go out of the front porch for a while?
Go where?
Out in the front porch.
No, in the middle of the night?
Why not? We're just lying here, tossing and turning. Maybe there's a little breeze out in the porch and we can cool off a little. And maybe then we can get back to sleep.
Well, maybe you're right. It certainly isn't doing us any good just lying here gasping for a breath of air.
Good. Turn on the light.
Oh, Fred, no.
Huh?
Don't turn on any light and don't make any noise. We don't want to wake Archie.
Oh, you're right. You're right. Certainly don't want to wake Archie. Hope we can find our way downstairs in the dark, though, without bumping into something.
Fred, of course you can. Just look where you're going.
Well, you're always moving the furniture around. It's dark as sin.
Well, just find the stairs and you'll be all right. They're right over there where they always were.
Unless you move them since I went to bed.
Now, son, don't be funny and don't make so much noise. If you wake Archie, we'll never hear the end of it.
All right. I'm not making a sound.
Just move! Follow!
Help! Fred, what happened?
I dropped my teeth.
Fred, you fall downstairs?
No, I rolled down, head over heels. The dickens did I trip over anyway?
Oh, the vacuum cleaner and the dustpan. I forgot to put them away.
Oh, that's great. That's fine.
Oh, Fred, not so loud. You wake Archie.
So what? Why should he sleep when I'm dying?
Oh, Fred, stop. It won't help you. I need to wake him up. Did you hurt yourself?
Oh, no, Mary, not at all. No. This elbow always was too pointy anyway. My nose always did stick out too far. And I always did want an extra bump in my forehead.
Oh, dear. That's a shame. I'll get some ice and then...
No, wait a minute. I got a couple of nasty bumps, but I didn't break anything. So let's not start playing doctor at this hour. Let's just get out on the porch and sit down and cool off. I'll be all right.
Are you sure?
I'm positive. Did I wake Archie?
Well, I guess not. Somehow he slept through all that racket.
Mm. Yeah, evidently, that kid can sleep through anything, which is just as well. Good grief, it's darker out here than it was inside.
Yes, there's no moon. It's a very dark night.
You haven't left any little vacuum cleaners lying around out here, have you?
Fred, stop. There's nothing to trip over out here. Just find the glider.
I'm looking for it. Oh, here it is.
Well, sit down and relax.
I am, Mary. I am. And that's...
Ah! Get out! Run! Whoa. Who sat on me? Archie, is that you?
Dad, is that you?
For pity's sake, what are you doing out here?
Mom, is that you?
Yes. It's me and it's your mother. What the dickens are you doing out here?
I was sleeping on the glider, so you scared me half to death by sitting on me.
Yeah. Well, Archie, how do you think I felt when I sat down and something under me started to wiggle?
I lost 10 years of my life.
Well, I did, too. Boy, Dad, when you sit hard. My poor tummy, my poor, poor tummy.
Archie, never mind your tummy right now. What on earth are you doing sitting out here? We thought you were in your room.
Well, I was, Mom, but it was so hot up there, I couldn't sleep. So I come out here for a breath of fresh air, and I stretched out on the glider, and, well, I guess I dozed off before I realized it. I didn't think I'd be mistaken for an armchair.
Hey, lie down out there.
What was that?
Gee whiz, it sounded like Mr. Crockett.
Oh, dear. Well, we're making too much noise. Archie, don't talk too loud. It must be awfully late.
Oh, no. Mary, is that our phone?
I'm afraid it is. Who on earth could be calling at this hour?
I'll get it, Mom. I'll get it. Okay, I'm coming. Hello?
Hello, Archie. This is Betty. What on earth's going on over at your house?
Here?
Yes, there. I just heard the most blood-curdling scream, like somebody was being murdered.
Oh, that. Oh, that wasn't anything, Betty. That was just my father sitting on my stomach.
Doing what?
Sitting on my stomach. You see, I was asleep, and Dad sat on me.
What on earth for?
Well, he didn't have anything else. He didn't mean it, Betty. He didn't know I was there.
He didn't know you were where?
Sleeping on the porch glider.
On the porch glider?
Uh-huh. You see, it was so hot in my room, I went out on the porch to cool off, and before I knew it, I fell asleep. And then Dad came out there to... She was coming to think of it. What the heck was Dad doing out there in the middle of the night anyway?
Same thing you were, probably cooling off.
Oh, yeah, I guess so. Anyway, he didn't see me in the dark, and he sat down on me, and it scared me, and I yelled. That's all. Gee, I hope we didn't wake you up, Betty.
Oh, no, Archie, we've been up for hours. It's so awfully hot.
Yeah, it sure is.
But as long as everything's all right over at your house, I'll try to get back to sleep.
Okay, Betty. See you tomorrow.
Okay, Archie. Night.
Night. Not Betty. She worries about everything. Just because we made a little noise over here, she calls up in the middle of the night. Mom, you know who that was on the phone? That was that.
Archie, quiet.
Huh?
You want Mr. Crockett to start yelling at us again? Be quiet.
Oh, okay, Dad, sorry. That was Betty, Mom. She heard the rumpus over here and wanted to know if everything was okay.
Oh, dear. We didn't wake them, did we?
No, they were up, Mom. We didn't wake them.
Okay. Well, let's not wake anyone else, either. We came out here to relax and cool off for a few minutes so we can get back to sleep. Let's do just that, and quietly.
Okay, Dad.
Here, you can sit with your mother and me on the glider.
Thanks, Dad. Oh, boy, what a night.
Fred, what is that?
What's what?
That strange noise I keep hearing.
That's Archie. He breathes through his mouth.
No, not Archie. It's a funny little clicking noise. Like someone throwing stones at a window.
Throwing stones? Mary, I don't hear anyone throwing stones.
There, Fred. There it is again.
Good grief. It did sound like someone throwing stones at the window. Now, what idiot would throw stones at this hour?
Hey,
oh, good grief. Jughead.
Jughead? Jeez, where is he?
Sounds like he's around the side of the house in our driveway.
Well, what the dickens is he doing there?
Oh, throwing stones up at Archie's window, I guess.
Oh, fuck. Archie, stop him before he starts yelling and wakes the whole neighborhood.
Okay, Dad, okay. Hey, Jughead, pipe down.
Is that you, Archie?
Yeah, it's me. What the dickens are you doing over here?
That's a long story. Come on down.
Jug, I can't come down.
Why not?
I'm not up.
Not up where?
Not up in my room. I'm down here on the front porch.
Front porch? Then what am I looking up at your window for?
Oh, fine.
How should I know? But I'm on the front porch with my mother and father. Come on over.
Gee whiz, what are you all doing out here at this time of night?
Cooling off, do you mind?
Yes, I mind. So will you shut up over there?
Oh, good grief, it's Crockett again. We've got to stop making so much noise.
Hello, Mr. Andrews. Hello, Mrs. Andrews.
Hello, Jughead.
She was... What are you people wearing? You look like a couple of ghosts.
Jughead, my wife was wearing a bathrobe and I'm in my nightshirt.
Oh, so that's what those skinny things are. Your legs.
Wait.
I saw
thought you were on stilts.
Jughead, I am not on stilts, and I can do without your comments on my night clothes or my legs right now. What the dickens are you doing here, anyway?
Well, I'll tell you, Mr. Andy.
Yes?
It's like this.
Yes?
Here's how it all began.
Yes?
And this is the honest truth.
Jughead, never mind the introduction to the speech. Just get to the point. What are you doing here in the middle of the night?
I'm getting to it, Mr. Andrews. Just a little while ago, I was up in my room undressed.
Yeah?
All undressed.
Jug, nobody cares how undressed you were.
I care. It was hot.
Yeah. Oh, fine. Go ahead, Jughead.
And even though I was all undressed, when I say all, I mean all.
Jughead!
Okay. Well, it was just so hot I couldn't sleep. So I got the idea that maybe if I got dressed and walked over to the drugstore and got me a nice cold ice cream soda, it would cool me off. How about you? Sodas, anyone?
No, thank you, Jughead. No sodas for anyone.
Gee whiz, not anyone at all?
Not anyone, Jug. We are not thirsty. We are tired and we are going to sleep.
But they make awful good sodas down at Pringles.
Yes, Jughead, I'm sure they do.
You'd have a chocolate soda with vanilla ice cream?
Jug, I don't...
Or a vanilla soda with chocolate ice cream?
Jughead, I still...
Or a chocolate soda with chocolate ice cream?
Jughead, I don't want any kind of soda with any ice cream.
Fred, the boy is just inviting us to have a soda.
Mary, I know that, and I just refused the invitation. 43 times.
Well, he means well.
All right, so he means well. I mean well, too. Now, Jug, I'm sorry I yelled at you, but we don't want any sodas. We want to go back to sleep. Now, is that clear? Go get yourself a soda, and thanks for asking us.
Well, okay. See you tomorrow, Archie. Yeah, see you tomorrow, Jug. Not even a Tootie Fruity, Mr. Andrews.
Jug, I'll Tootie Fruity you.
Good night.
Mary, that Jughead is without a doubt the
most... Fred, calm down.
How many times do I have to say no to that kid?
Do you people write down, or do I have to call a cab?
Oh, good grief, it's Crockett again.
It sure is.
Yeah, I'm sorry, Mr. Crockett, I'm sorry. Mary, we've got to stop making so much noise. We're waking up the whole neighborhood.
All right, Fred. Now the Jughead's gone, I'm sure there'll be no more noise.
I hope so.
Are you still up?
Oh, no. What the dickens was that now?
Betty, is that you?
Uh-huh. Hello, Mr. Andrews. Hello, Mrs. Andrews. I made a pitcher of cold lemonade, and I thought maybe you folks would like some.
Mary, what are we running here, an all-night refreshment stand?
Oh, Fred, don't be rude. I think it was very sweet of Betty to come over here to offer some lemonade.
Yes, dear, it was very sweet of her, but I don't want any lemonade. I don't want any sodas. I just want to get to sleep.
Gee, with that, I bet we get to sleep a lot faster after a nice cold glass of fresh lemonade.
Fred, it's the least we can do after Betty went to all that trouble.
But I...
Fred.
Oh, me. All right, dear. Drink lemonade if you want lemonade. Go buy some popcorn to go with it if you like. I don't care.
Fred, never mind the sarcasm. Don't pay any attention to Mr. Andrews, Betty. This heat has him a little out of sorts.
Oh, I understand, Mrs. Andrews. My father's snapping everybody's head off, too.
Two? What do you mean, two?
Now, Fred, forget it. Archie, run inside the glass and get some glasses in the house.
Okay, Ma, I'll get them.
And I'm sure you'll like the lemonade, Mr. Andrews.
Yeah, Betty, I'm sure I like the lemonade. And it was really very nice of you to bring it over here. What's really bothering me is that I'm very tired, and I don't want this to turn into an all-night party.
Oh, Fred, it won't. We'll all have a nice glass of lemonade, and Betty will go back home, and we'll all get a good night's sleep.
Oh, boy, I hope so. I could... What the dickens is that now?
Hello?
Jughead, what are you doing back here?
The drugstore was closed when I got there.
Well, whose car is that?
Veronica's. She got there too late, too.
Hello, everyone.
Eat for the last time, will you people shut up?
Oh, good grief, Crockett again. I'm sorry, Mr. Crockett. We won't make another sound.
Is Archie there, Mr. Andrews?
Oh, fine. Veronica, stop shouting all over the place and come up here if you have to ask silly questions.
Oh, all right, Mr. Andrews.
You see what I mean about an all-night party, Mary? I knew we should have sent Betty home. I knew it.
Hello,
sure
everyone.
Veronica, take a look at Mr. Andrews' legs. Aren't they the skinniest things you ever saw?
Jughead, who asked you to conduct a guided tour of my anatomy?
Okay. I was just messing it.
Well, don't. And Veronica, listen. Archie will be out in a minute. Now, when he gets here, would you please say hello and goodbye to him as briefly and as quietly as you know how? My wife and I...
One. She was Jughead and Veronica. Hi, Archie. The drugstore was closed.
Hello, Archie.
Oh, fine.
Hi, Ola, chicken. So nice to see you all, Archie. Dear.
Oh, no, Archie, this is no time to stand here cackling like you were sitting on a feather.
Gee, we thought I was just saying hello to Veronica.
I know you were, and this is neither the time nor the place for it. We are not in the habit of receiving company in our pajamas on the front porch in the middle of the night. I would appreciate it if your assorted friends would go home.
Without having any lemonade?
Oh, right. And how did you find out about the lemonade?
Well, I saw the glasses, so I looked around to see what you might be planning to put into them, and I found a pitcher standing here. And I just put two and two together, and I got lemonade.
Well, you'd better do that arithmetic over again, because you're not going to have any lemonade.
Fred, wouldn't it be a lot simpler to just give the youngsters a glass of lemonade and let them go home happy and quiet than to stand here and argue about it?
I give you lemonade if you came over to my house on a hot night.
Look, Ed,
after all that, these are my friends.
Archie,
it's my lemonade, and they're welcome to have it.
Of if we're not welcome now, here, we'll
Veronica,
go,
I'm
Fred. It'll just take half a minute.
All right, Mary. I can't argue with a whole mob of lemonade drinkers. You all want lemonade, have lemonade. But remember, right after that, I want this happy little clam bake to end.
Gee, you serving clams, too?
We are not!
Hey, Dan, over there. I'll call a cop, so help me.
Oh, I'm sorry, Mr. Crockett. Sorry. You won't hear another peep out of us. Mary, let's get this over and done with before we wind up in jail. Serve the lemonade.
All right, go get two more glasses.
All right, but start serving what you have.
Yes, dear. Hand me the pitcher, Betty, and I'll pour the lemonade.
Well, that's the trouble, Mrs. Andrews.
What's the trouble?
I don't think there's enough lemonade for everyone. I didn't make that much.
Oh, for pity's sake. Well, I'll just go in and make some more lemonade.
Now?
Yes, it'll just take me a minute to add another lemon and some sugar and water to this, and then there'll be enough for everyone. I'll be right out.
Don't make it too sweet, Mrs. Andrews. I like mine sour.
Yes, Jughead, I'll make it sour.
Listen, Archie, why don't you set up the lawn sprinkler?
Set up the what?
The sprinkler. The lawn sprinkler.
You mean turn it on?
Sure. Turn it on, get everything good and wet, and really cool things off.
Golly, we did that at our house once, and it worked fine.
Sure. Cool off the air, and you'll even sleep better.
Might not be a bad idea, Jug. The sprinkler is right out on the lawn there. All we'd have to do is just turn it on.
Sounds like a good idea to me, Archie.
Okay, Jug, we'll do it. You go around to the back of the house and turn the faucet on, and I'll stay right here and tell you when it's on and off.
Okay. It's that faucet near the cellar door, right?
Yeah, but don't make any noise.
I won't. I just hope I can find it in the dark.
Just look for it, Jug. You'll find it.
But you better make sure the sprinkler isn't too near the porch, Archie. We don't want to get wet.
Well, that's a good idea, Betty. That sprinkler covers a lot of territory. I'll move it over near the path.
Here are the glasses. Now, Mrs. Andrews will be right out with the lemonade. Archie, what the dickens are you doing out there in the lawn?
I'm just moving the lawn sprinkler, Dad.
Well, what for?
Well, Judge, I was...
Good grief. Who's that at this hour?
Gee whiz, Dad. That looks like a police car.
But the police car?
Andrews, that's the police.
Golly, the police.
Andrews.
Yes, sir. I'm Mr. Andrews.
What's the trouble here?
What's the trouble? Well, there's no trouble here, officer.
Officer, I don't think you should stand right...
I had a complaint there was a wild party going on here.
A party? Oh, good grief. That must have been Mr. Crockett who complained.
Officer, we...
Never mind
over?
Who complained. They said you're keeping the whole neighborhood up.
Oh, no, officer. I mean, maybe we did make a little noise for a minute, but there's nothing going on, really. We're just serving a little lemonade to some of our friends.
Officer, would you walk?
Yes, sir. You see for yourself, we're not doing a thing to cause any trouble. Not a thing.
What the dick is that?
Oh, my goodness, sprinkler.
Oh, no, who turned that sprinkler on?
Oh, golly.
Turn that thing off. It's drowning me.
Archie, okay? Turn it off, Jughead. Turn it off.
Turn that off or somebody's going to get hurt.
Archie, squeeze the hose. Squeeze the hose.
I can't get near it, Dad. Jughead, shut it off. No more.
Mary, keep out of it. Archie, turn that confounded thing off. Sit on it if you have to.
Ooh, well, okay, Dad. Ooh, if I can just get my hand over the nozzle. I got it.
Oh.
Well, thank
heavens for that.
Betty, quick, run back and tell Duchess to turn it off. I can't hold it forever.
All right, Archie, I'll tell her.
Officer, I can't begin to apologize for this. I can't begin to tell you how sorry I am. I can't begin to
explain. You're right, Andrews. You can't begin to. So don't even try. Besides, I've been wanting a nice cold shower on a hot night like this.
Oh.
In fact, just to show my appreciation, I'm going to give you my autograph.
Your autograph?
Yes, on some of these tickets.
Tickets?
Yes, tickets. I have to sign them all.
What do you mean, tickets?
I mean, if I could think of something to haul you in for right now, I would. But I can't. So I'll just have to content myself with giving you a few tickets.
Why didn't you tell me there was a cop here?
Chuck, be quiet.
One for wasting city water.
Wasting city water?
Yeah, there's a water shortage, you know.
But
and another for disturbing the peace.
But
and another for inciting a riot.
Inciting a riot?
Another for insulting an officer of the law.
But I didn't...
Another for drunk and disorderly conduct.
Who's drunk?
And another for indecent exposure.
Indecent exposure?
Yes, indecent. You don't call walking around in public in a nightshirt decent, do you?
Well, no, but I...
No buts about it. It's going to take me a while to write all these tickets, so just calm down.
I hope that pen writes underwater.
Jughead, if you know what's good for
Jughead,
you...
Jughead! Did you say Jughead?
Oh, well, not you, officer, not you. That's this kid's name.
I know. His last name isn't Jones by any chance, is it?
Why, yes, it is.
Don't tell me he's Harry Jones's kid.
Gee, does my father have a police record?
No, he doesn't have a record. Your old man and I were buddies back in the First World War together.
Gee, you were?
Yeah, we sure were. Great buddies. I used to come around to your house a lot when you were just a little shaver. I used to bounce you on my knee.
Yeah? Gee, I don't remember.
Sure. I got married. I moved over to the other side of town and... So I never got to see your old man much after that. How is he?
Fine, just fine.
Still the same old happy-go-lucky Harry, huh?
Well, he was up until tonight.
What do you mean, till tonight?
Well, I don't think he'll be so happy-go-lucky when he finds out it was my fault Mr. Andrews got all those tickets.
What do you mean, your fault?
I was the one who turned the water on.
You turned the... Well, now isn't that rich? Old Harry's kid soaks me with a garden sprinkler. Wait till I tell your old man about that. Oh, will he get a kick out of that?
So will I.
You don't have to worry, Andrews. If you're a friend of the Joneses, and if it was Jughead turned the water on, I'll forget about these tickets.
You forget about them?
Sure. I guess I just lost my temper there for a minute. You really didn't do anything anyway.
Oh, officer, I can't tell you how relieved I am. That's awfully decent of you, really.
That's okay. I'll just go back to the station house and get a dry uniform.
Won't you have a cigar or a glass of lemonade? Or come in and sit down for a minute.
No, thank you. I better get going. But give my regards to your old man, Jughead. Tell him I'm coming over to see him on my next night off.
Yes, sir.
And tell him what happened tonight. You really get a kick out of it. Tell him it was Big Bill O'Reilly. Now, take it easy, you people. No more noise!
I'm down out there!
Wipe down yourself or I'll run you in.
Get there.
Oh, boy. That was the closest call I ever had. For a minute there, I was sure I'd spend the rest of my life in jail.
Yeah, I guess Jughead saved the day. I mean the night.
Yeah, Jughead, I guess you did. It's a good thing for all of us. Your father was an old buddy of that policeman's.
And how? I wish I'd known that years ago.
Well, it sure saved us tonight. Now, look, you kids, I think we've had about enough trouble for one night. I'm absolutely exhausted. So, now, what do you say? You all go home so we can go to bed and get to sleep.
You're right, Mr. Andrews. It's getting awful late.
I have to be home, too.
Me, too.
Goodbye.
Yeah, goodbye, kids. Good night. Good night. Oh, now, Mary, let's get to bed, heat or no heat.
Yes, yes. But I've never seen a night like this in all my life.
Neither have I.
Me, too. But I got to change my pajamas. I got soaked with that lawn sprinkler.
Me too.
Well, there's fresh pajamas in your drawer, Archie. And there's a fresh nightshirt in your drawer, too, Fred.
Maybe it'd be cooler to sleep in the wet one.
Oh, Fred, stop your nonsense and go change.
Yeah, I am, Mary. I am. Wow, what a night.
Now, do you know where your pajamas are, Archie?
Yeah, I can find them, Mom.
All right, dear. Put them on and then go right to sleep.
I sure will, Mom. I'm dead tired. And, Mom, I'm awfully sorry if I caused all that trouble.
Oh, that's all right, dear. You didn't cause any more trouble than anyone else, and I'm sure you didn't mean it. Just go to sleep, dear.
Okay, Mom. Night.
Good night, dear. Did you find the new nightshirt, Fred?
Yes, Mary. What do you think this is I got on, a lace curtain?
Now, don't be ridiculous, and let's get to sleep.
Well, that suits me to a T, and you know something? Maybe that soaking I got from the garden spray, but I feel much cooler now.
No, Fred, I think it has gotten cooler. There's a nice breeze all of a sudden.
Good, then we can forget about the heat and get to sleep once. What was that?
Well, Fred, it sounded like thunder.
Oh, it couldn't be. It just couldn't.
But, Fred, it was. Look, it's raining. In fact, it's teeming. Oh, Fred, get out of bed. The windows are all open all over the house.
Dad, the car is still out.
And I think my laundry is still on the line.
Oh, no, I give up. I just give up.
Back to the Andrews. It's a short while later, and the Andrews have battened down the hatches for the big storm when...
Fred, I think the rain has stopped.
Gee whiz, it has stopped. Oh, boy, but now it's going to be hotter than ever.
Oh, Mary Archie, look, I'm a very tired man. I don't care if the rain stops or starts or it's hot or cold. All I want at this point is some sleep, so please forget about the weather and go to sleep.
Okay, Dan, I'm pretty tired, too. Night, Mom.
Night, Dad.
Good night, dear.
Fred, open one window in here so we won't be too hot.
Yes, dear. There. Now, Mary, let's get to sleep, huh?
Fred, there's absolutely nothing to stop us now.
Put plenty of ice in that lemonade.
Okay.
The dickens is that?
And don't trip over the can on your way out.
Fred, it looks like the Crockett's. They're all out on their front porch to cool off.
The Crockett's? Now, Mary, how do I go to get sleep with all that noise? Now, call the cop.
Now, Fred,
I am not going to let a bunch of noisy neighbors with my
listening to another chapter of The Adventures of Archie Andrews, written by Carl Jampel and based on the copyrighted feature appearing in Archie Comics magazine. Archie is played by Bob Hastings, Jughead by Harlan Stone. Mom and Dad Andrews are played by Alice German and Arthur Cole. Veronica and Betty by Jane Webb and Rosemary Rock. This has been an NBC Radio Network production and was produced and directed by Kenneth McGregor. Incidentally, those of you who'd like to see our show can obtain tickets by writing to Archie Andrews, NBC Radio City, New York, 20, New York. The tickets will be sent to you as soon as possible. Please allow sufficient time as the demand is heavy. But meanwhile, listen next week at the same time for more of the merry adventures of Archie Andrews. And now, this is Dick Dudley wishing you all a wonderful week till we meet again. So long, everybody!